brought to you by Penguin.
Saturated Facts, a myth-busting guide to diet and nutrition in a world of misinformation. Written and read by me, Dr. Idris Mughal. Introduction. Today's health landscape. Does when we eat matter for health? Is weight loss as simple as calories in versus calories out? Do carbs make you fat? Is gluten inflammatory? Is dairy dangerous? Does all disease start in the gut? We are exposed to a growing amount of contradictory health information on the internet and social media every day. Absolutely anyone can share their opinions with millions of people at the simple touch of a button. No medical qualifications required. Every minute, new fads, hacks, and trends are added to the already overwhelming quantity of advice available. The reality is that more than 60% of people in the UK look to the internet for health advice, yet our lives have become saturated with facts about our health that are doing more harm than good. We know that false or novel-sounding information often receives more traction online, and so every day, more misinformation and fear-mongering find their way onto the internet. It has been calculated that 70% of research studies assessing the validity of health information online conclude that it lacks accuracy, comprehensiveness, and quality. Finding practical, evidence-based health advice is becoming more difficult all the time. This isn't your typical health or nutrition book. It's not filled to the brim with low-calorie recipes, nor is it a breakdown of what a carbohydrate or a protein is. And it most definitely is not a book pushing the narrative that going keto is the way to live forever. I mean, what's the point of living forever if I can't eat rice again? Instead, Saturated Facts is a book designed for the individual who wants a comprehensive one-stop shop for how diet truly impacts our health. A myth-busting corrective to the poor information you'll find on social media. Preventative medicine. It wasn't until I was studying for my master's in nutritional research that I noticed the level of disconnect between nutrition education and our health. During this time, I spent 12 months working with the Twins UK cohort, a study of more than 15,000 twins across the country. I was able to analyse millions of data points and further educate myself on various fascinating subjects, like whether diet impacts the risk of depression and other mental health disorders. But throughout medical school, I kept thinking to myself, isn't it amazing how healthcare professionals only seem to care or act once someone is ill? Why don't we help people to stop them from getting these illnesses in the first place? This led me towards preventative medicine and eventually becoming board certified in lifestyle medicine, where we help educate people to make better lifestyle decisions and keep them from having to interact with a healthcare system in the first place. Preventative medicine is a recognised and established medical specialty in the US, but it is still fairly small in the UK. I want to change that. I see this book as the beginning of a preventative revolution, one where we start taking our health into our own hands. We can learn so much about how to prevent and manage disease by thinking about what we put into our mouths. But first, I'll tell you a little bit about how I came to communicate this message through social media. Social media doctor. Being online was always a daunting concept for me. I was scared that social media was no place for medical professionals, and paranoid about being judged or aggressively confronted by the latest keto Karen. These thoughts kept me away until the January 2021 COVID-19 lockdown in the UK, when I experienced a lightbulb moment. I was spending 10-hour days in a hospital ward dedicated to COVID-19 patients, coming back exhausted each night to my small flat in the quaint city of Norwich. Like so many people during the pandemic, I spent a lot of time alone, scrolling through TikTok in the evening, watching pranksters mess with drive-thru employees, or seeing people learn the latest dance trend. Then, one day, I stumbled across a video with 10 million views. It was titled, Lose 10 Pounds in 2 Weeks. My bullshit senses were already tingling. The video featured a woman dressed in the latest fitness gear, showing viewers how to craft a juice blend of cucumber, pineapple, and lemon water that would supposedly aid with weight loss. Perhaps the most concerning
Sample complete. Ready to continue?